You need the clearest of clear messages, Prime Minister Turnbull said on Sunday. Successive Australian governments have refused entry to migrants who arrive on boats for 6 years now. Prime Minister Turnbull says the policy prevents deaths at sea and deters people smugglers, the worst criminals imaginable, he said. It is a battle of will. But critics say the policy punishes asylum seekers. Australia's Navy diverts them to Australian-run camps on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea or in the island nation of Nauru. Almost 3,000 live there now, mostly Afghans and Iranians, some for more than 3 years, in legal limbo and in conditions that human rights advocates describe as open-air prisons. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton said the law would put an end to what he called the false hope spread by advocates who tell migrants they will eventually make it to Australia. The law would also block any asylum seeker who marries an Australian citizen and seeks entry as a spouse. Australia offers to return migrants to their home countries. Those who qualify as refugees can settle in Papua New Guinea, Nauru, or in Cambodia. But even if they do, under the new law, they will never be allowed to visit Australia as tourists. The ban would not apply to children. Australia's biggest opposition party, Labour, is divided on the proposal. Richard Di Natale, leader of the Greens Party, called it barbaric, cruel, shameful, cynical politics. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.